You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Call of the day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on the Fan.
Tony, oh, he's got to be pissed. Lodi, BT and Sal on the Fan. Tony, what is wrong with your Mets?
BT, pissed isn't even the word. I'm disgusted. I don't even watch them. They're the most unlikable New York Mets team in years. Let's be real here. Even when they were winning, when they were off to the good start, they weren't even playing well, BT. They were winning ugly 2-1 against the Marlins. It was disgusting. And now, you know, I never got on Mendy, but I got to tell you something. His little hissy fit the other day, it's the first time I saw passion from him.
Yep.
You got to get on these guys. I'm the first one to rip Aaron Boone because I think he's too much of a player's coach. Mendoza's starting to do the same thing. And you know who I got a real problem with? And you're going to like this one. Mm. It's Lindor. You're batting .212 in the last 30 days, and you want to keep smiling up there when you swing and miss. You want to finish your swing with one hand on the bat. BT, what is going on? And guess what? There's no fixing this team. There's not one simple fix. The team is poorly constructed. Stearns, this isn't Milwaukee, bro. This is New York. You got to build it the way it's meant to be built. You don't want to trade prospects for Crochet, who's dominating. Enough with the prospects. They all suck. I'm miserable, BT.
All right, there you go. Tony Lodi checking in. BT and Sal here. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal, call of the day. Yeah, if you guys missed that or missed anything, obviously, free Odyssey app. But that was, and that was really, really early in the show. I think that was the first hour. And that's where I brought up his broken toe. Like, I'm like, hey, all right, so when did he get hurt? I think it was June 3rd or June 4th. What's he doing in June? Yeah, there could be a connection there. Is it a bad month or is it a bad month that's driven by a bad foot or a bad toe? I don't know. You know, you don't get a full pass, but you got to at least incorporate the details of what's happened here. Let me get Neil and Greenwich on the Fan. What's going on, Neil?
What's going on, BT? How are you?
I'm good. What's cooking?
Good. I wanted to tease Sal, but he's not in today, to talk about his Soto.
Soto's the only guy doing anything. Nobody else is doing anything.
I know, but he's not. He's not doing much to carry the team. I think he's 3-for-21 runners in scoring position in this.
Numbers are ugly
in
with
this
that
3-13 streak or whatever it is.
He's got some ugly some of those numbers with, you know, whether it's bases loaded or whatever, you know, high leverage. His numbers are low. I mean, they got to get higher. Yeah. No question.
The one thing I was calling about actually was I know I've been listening to the Fan over the weekend a lot. People complaining about Stearns and whatnot, and you know, I'm not sure what they can accomplish from a trade deadline or trading perspective anyway. You know, the teams that are looking, you know, potentially to move, White Sox, the Orioles may or may not be, the A's maybe, the Rockies, I mean, maybe the D-backs. Maybe in total, if you look at those teams in terms of guys you'd really want, maybe the Marlins. There's not more than a handful of players across all those teams who are maybe interesting. Mm-hmm. And out of that, you'll be lucky to get one. I don't think you'll get two because there's going to be, you know, 5 to 10 teams looking to acquire from those players, from those teams anyway.
Well, Neil, that's what I've been saying. First of all, I think you're right. I don't think there's any Band-Aid that, oh, yeah, go get this guy, everything's solved magically for the Yanks or the Mets here. But that's why, and I'm going to keep it to the Mets because that's what you call it about, I would be ahead of this now. You know, you got a month to figure this out, but, you know, I think you got to pull like a Giants and beat teams to Devers, you know, like the Giants did. You got to beat to whomever it is. You just got to beat the other teams to them.
No, I think that's fair. I can't argue with that. But I usually disagree with Sal, but on this one, I kind of do agree, which is I'm not sure how much one guy is going to make a difference. I feel like it is about the core having to lift up their game because they've been so disappointing for the last, you know, few weeks or so.
Well, but Neil, and listen, I think everybody's kind of right in that equation. Thanks for the call. You talk about the core, right? All right, of course the core is going to play better than this, and hopefully they play well simultaneously, which they've yet to really do this year. Everybody starts clicking. But you can't, why I think there still needs to be a big move, you can't run the risk of that not happening. Like, I still think at this point, as macro a view as I could give you of the 2025 Mets right now, at this point, I think everything's still on the table. I think with the right move, with health, and, you know, with the three guys clicking at one, I think the Mets could get to a World Series. I also think the Mets can miss the playoffs. You know? So I think because that gap is so wide, I've got to do, if I'm running the show, whatever I can to mitigate the risk of falling short of the playoffs. Because I don't know if Manaea is going to be fully healthy. I mean, listen, I hope so. Manaea, and I remember this came up, me and Sal were talking about this, and I didn't take it as a very serious situation with the loose bodies in his elbow myself. But let's say he comes back. I know they shut him down for a couple days, comes back. You know, and let's say in a week or two starts or three starts, God forbid, it resurfaces and it's worse. Well, there's a chance you pass the deadline. I think you got to be proactive now. Now is when you got to do this. So I just think there's a wide, broad scope of what these Mets could be. It could be very good or it could be incredibly disappointing. And I'm just not going to take the chance. I'm going to make moves. You know that. Anthony's in Bridgewater. BT and Sal on the Fan. What's up, Ant?
BT, what's up, buddy? How are you, man?
I'm good.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What's going on?
Listen, I got to be honest. You know, listen to, you know, Stearns. This is on Stearns. Okay, you know, we applauded him last year for his pitching lab and all these guys that he gets. His lab this year is getting shut down. Okay? The starting pitching sucks. The relieving pitching sucks. You know, he tries to get these guys on the cheap. And sometimes when you shop at Walmart, you get Walmart results.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I agree with what you said a little while ago. This team is built to win a World Series right now.
This isn't a next year team. See, last year he got a pass because last year no one thought they were going to win a World Series, and it you know, it kind of happened like out of nowhere.
This
is a win now World Series now team. You got to be ahead of it. That guy in Florida right now is waiting to pitch in a big time spot. He's bored down there. His numbers suck because that team sucks. You go get him, You go get him. You make him be your number one. When he's pitching in front of 40,000 in a sold out Citi Field, he's going to pitch much better than 3,000 in Florida. You go get rid of some of your Stearns holds on to these prospects. Like, how many infielders do we need? We have six of them. Three in here, three in the minors. You got to have to let go of them. Because here's the other problem, BT. Every time these guys come up, they're losing value. Mauricio, not as good as the people are saying. Beatty, average. Vientos, we thought he was good. Average. Acuna, I guess the jury's out. Average right now. Go get a starting pitcher that's a big-time guy. Because let me finish with this. They don't look good against Philadelphia in a big spot, and they don't look good against the Braves in a big spot. They both have better pitching. Thank you, BT.
You got it. Really good call. But again, the previous series, the Mets did play well against the Phillies and obviously beat them in the playoffs a year ago. But I understand the greater point. Like, you know, I understand why some of you think that the Braves are done. Like, that's a big deficit. I get it. And they can't afford, you know, another lengthy losing streak because there's just too much baseball behind them and they're too far behind now. So they don't really have that luxury, whereas the Mets, because of the quick start, do, and obviously the Phillies because, you know, where they are right now. But I'm not writing off the Braves lineup. I look at and forget about the Dodgers and the Giants and the Padres and the Brewers and the Cubs. And like, I'm just talking about the NL East for a moment. I look at the Phillies lineup, which, by the way, doesn't have Bryce Harper. And I look at their top three pitchers. And to me, I have no hesitation saying Philly's better or at least more talented. And then I look at the Braves. And I say the same thing. Like, you know, some of their younger players have taken wrong turns, like their center fielder. I get it. But they got some horses on that team. And they've got two or three pitchers right now who are much better than anything that the Mets are trotting out. So, again, you know, as we kind of come full circle here, you could say it's early, you know, which is, I guess, to an extent, still kind of true, kind of. It's a long season, which is definitely true. Most even the great teams go through ups and downs. I agree with that. This one is a little more pronounced than I would feel comfortable with myself if this was my team, to just chalk it up to the, I don't know, the cyclical nature of baseball, the randomness of baseball, bad teams beating good teams, you know, falling on skids, bad teams going on winning streaks like the Marlins and the Pirates. I get it. The talent's not where it's supposed to be. That's just what I see, and that's just what I feel. And to be fair to the Mets, there's a multitude of reasons as to why. Some injuries and some overly trusting or inflating the prospects, and there's a lot going on. There's a lot going on.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.